Let's talk racing now, and Brad Davidson, our racing expert from Sky Racing, joins us this morning. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, Ryan. Morning, Mossy and Jamie. How are we all?
Very
morning,
well. Brad. And a lot of the news we're hearing with Willie Pike has been divisive, I think it's fair to say, with a lot of our Big Sports Breakfast listeners this morning. Your take?
Yeah, I think it's the vaccination policy and all these things. It's always divisive, isn't it? We saw it with Novak and we're seeing it with Willie now as well. It's an interesting one. I mean, I was probably in the camp of sending Novak home. So I suppose, the take in the racing industry from a lot of people is that, we shouldn't be allowed. And then other people said, well, you know, that they should be able to make their own choices. There's obviously different takes on it. One thing, it'll be interesting to see how Willie fits into the New South Wales and the Sydney riding ranks. You know, he's been dominant over there, hasn't he, in WA for some time. And people have got different takes on that as well. A lot of people saying he'll come in and be a success straight away, and other people suggesting, well, he's not going to be getting the plum rides anymore, so he might not have the success he did over there.
Well, we were discussing it this morning. We thought he might get a lot of the pick of the Hawks team, but away from that, he might be behind about five or six others.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's such a competitive jockey room over here, isn't it? And that's the thing, you know, James McDonald, Tommy Berry, Nash Rivilla,
Tim Huey Clark, Bowman, Josh Parr, Jason Collins.
Yeah, just keeps on going, doesn't it? Timmy Clark and all those guys and ladies and gentlemen have sort of, you know, entrenched and have got their relationships built. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's going to get opportunities. There's no doubt about it. He's got too high a profile not to get opportunities from certain trainers. And we know there are lots of stables that probably don't have, that aren't the biggest stables, but still got some really nice horses that don't have sort of designated top riders and things like that. They do have relationships with certain riders, but I'm sure they'll be, talking to Willie and seeing what and building those relationships with him. So not a lot of water to go under the bridge, of course, but that was big news anyway out of the West yesterday. When I saw it, I thought, geez, just a joke. I didn't think it was going to happen. Didn't even cross my mind. So big news there yesterday.
Yeah, and he's hoping to be riding by mid-Feb here in New South Wales. Brad, what did you make of Startante's trial win in Queensland?
Yeah, we get to see, Jamie, these good horses starting to come back, and she really looked great there in Queensland yesterday in a trial. Very sharp and looks to have improved off that last preparation as well when she ran really well in a Golden Rose and a Flight Stakes down here in Sydney. So I'm not sure what their plans are, whether they're heading back and down here. I'm assuming they're heading back down for the Autumn Carnival, but she did a really good job last prep. And yeah, we saw the day earlier, Nature Strip and Animo and Espiona and a few other stars step out at the trials. And she was the one up there in Queensland yesterday, winning that Doomben Heat over the 840 by a couple of lengths in really good style. So she's won the 5 from 11 overall. She ran third in the Flight Stakes and midfield in a pretty strong Golden Rose there, beating home. I think she beat home Jamea that day too. So not sure of the plans, but looking forward to hopefully seeing her back in Sydney in a few months' time.
Davo, I love a good Newcastle race day. Give us something to get on the back of today.
We'll try, Mossy. We'll try our best. I've gone with race 6, 2 Mile, a horse that has been going really well in country grade, in easier grade than what contests tomorrow, but today. But saying that, I think she can step up to this sort of field. And what I love about her is she's got the 3 kilo claim for Bailey Wheeler. I don't know if you guys have heard too much about Bailey, but there's been a lot of talk about Dylan Gibbons, guys, about how this young gentleman's going to be a superstar in the city ranks for.
Well, he
for
killed
some
it
time.
In town the other week, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a couple of winners, and he looks like he's destined for big things when he comes to town. I think they're going to hold him back to the winter, but Bailey's the next one behind Dylan, and there's been this growing momentum about Bailey, and he's doing a terrific job in that level below Dylan at the moment, and he's the next one coming through. So 3 kilo claim, I think, is going to be gold there at Newcastle today. And like I said, 2 Mile's been racing really well. They've got this horse going great guns. It formerly right early on in its career, it beat home a horse called Colette, who of course we know very well. Hasn't gone to those heights, but she's definitely back on track and a really strong win last time out. So that's the tip for me today. Race 6, number 4, 2 Mile, around the $4.80 mark in an open race there in race number 6.
Yeah, we'll take
nice.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Davo, all our listeners know you as the racing expert. They also know that you're an expert in just about every sport going. What about fishing? I believe that your future father-in-law may have showed you up the other day.
He did, yes. And I don't know about an expert in other sports. I try to weigh in, and some people say, mate, stick to racing. I get a lot of those comments. But I do enjoy watching, you know, a few different sports, cricket, tennis, and weighing in and giving my 2 cents worth just in a nice, you know, gentle banter way. But, we went out in the boat on Sunday and was determined to catch a flathead. And I got nothing for the entire day, but he picked up about a nice 50-centimetre flathead. And even the future brother-in-law picked up a nice trevally. So I was left with nothing. But no, it was a good day.
Very smart move. That's the way you've got to play this family situation. You don't want to be showing anyone up.
Well, that's it. He was determined to get a flathead, absolutely determined. I had to try 7 or 8 different spots just to try to get it. I had to go to my favourite flathead spot, had to give that away and to go there, and then finally that landed. So he was very happy. So he's got a couple of points there anyway.
You won't be surprised to hear up in Yambra, I threw a line in and caught a rock and snapped the rod, and then went to the handrail and caught a fish, and my daughter said, "Dad, you got to throw tadpoles back." So not a very successful day for me.
Good on you, Brad.
The great thing about fishing is it doesn't matter. Sometimes you're just in the right spot at the right time and you can land a big fish at any time. You can have all the gear in the world and still fail. So,
mate, I've got all the gear and no idea.
A reminder, Brad's best bet today at Newcastle, race 6, number 4, Toomai. Have a good day there at Newcastle today, Brad, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it. Cheers.